First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. These are personal stories given by members and come from their personal life and journey in faith. Real people sharing their joys and sorrows, doubts and convictions, fears, hopes, and gratitude. As you make your personal journey and choices during Lent, we hope their insights will bring you inspiration, encouragement, and discovery. The devotion today for day 31 of our Lenten journey is given by Ivy Young. Allow for the music to free your mind and open your heart to listen for God.
In preparing my heart for the 2024 Lenten season and celebration of Easter, I reflect on the events and actions of Jesus leading up to the crucifixion, and in a poor attempt to understand what Jesus was feeling in those days, I loosely compare this to what I consider to be the most challenging and pivotal year in my spiritual life. I'll start by saying that I was raised in the church and have had a relationship with Jesus for many years, but 2023 was different. The year began with me standing at a crossroads in a relationship, questioning if it was aligned with God's plan for me. I wrestled with the discomfort of acknowledging that this relationship was no longer a source of joy and it didn't honor God. I wanted an easy way out, avoiding the pain of a breakup and hoping for a miraculous fix. My approach was to confide in friends and complain to my grandmother rather than truly seek God's guidance. But God responded with conviction, nudging me to pray more. It took time, but I eventually found the courage to end the relationship, trusting in God and facing the sadness that followed. It was a lesson in prioritizing God's will over my comfort, a shift from my self-centered approach to prayer. It is funny how situations like a breakup feel absolutely devastating in the moment, but in hindsight are huge blessings. However, little did I know that this faith-sharpening experience was just the beginning of the spiritual trial that 2023 would become. In April 2023, my grandmother's congestive heart failure began taking its toll. She started swelling and the medications seemed to lose their effectiveness. I found myself traveling back and forth to Waycross often, spending time with her and my family, holding on to hope that she would bounce back. I had always dreaded this season of life, knowing that as humans we pass on, but as Christians our souls live on with Christ eternally. Shouldn't that knowledge bring you peace? You would think, but it's just not that simple. My grandmother was my guiding light in understanding Jesus and living a spirit-filled life, something I still struggle with every single day and thank God for His grace because we're never going to hit perfection with that. The thought of losing her, daily prayers, and boundless love was overwhelming. She taught me about Jesus, and it was overwhelming to think that I was approaching the day that I would lose her. When she ended up in the hospital with a broken ankle in May, the harsh reality hit me like a ton of bricks. I began praying fervently for her healing, but also for God's will to be done, even if it meant her passing. Finally getting to her bedside, we spent those moments reading our daily devotions and chatting like we always had. On May 28th, she went into respiratory distress. I read to her what would be her last devotional. It was titled, Walking in the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus has made me free of the law of sin and death, Romans 8:2. Uncanny how fitting it was. That night around 9 p.m., she passed away, surrounded by our family. It was the moment I had dreaded all my life. I had a choice, and it was to fall apart in grief or lean on God's strength so that my grandfather, who was slouched over her body, inconsolable, could lean on me when he was ready. I didn't think I can do it, but with God's grace and mercy, I was able to. And in that hospital room, an eerie peace settled over me. I was relieved to know that she was with the Lord, free from pain, but I also missed her terribly. And for the first time, I experienced mourning and celebration all at once. I could feel the Holy Spirit interceding for me as I sensed God's presence in my heart and life. In the following weeks, I grappled with different forms of grief while trying to keep up with the rest of life. Work, relationships, moving, the whole gambit. My instinct was to shut out these overwhelming feelings, but both situations were too much. I wanted no part in either of them, but God, in His mercy, gave me the desire and the strength to face the grief head on, using it as a means to draw closer to Him. Months passed, and I continued to watch God's hand in my life. One day, my coworker, John Tippins, shared with me about his prayer habits and the church he had begun to attend. He told me that he intentionally prayed for me and my family every day. I cannot express how much I needed to hear that. God used John and many others to bless me during that difficult year. Throughout this time of loss and fear of the unknown, I learned a profound truth. God knows me better than I know myself. He loves me more than I love myself, and most importantly, He loves me despite myself. I found comfort in the fact that God hears even the prayers I can barely whisper, meeting me in my weakness and answering in ways I couldn't have imagined. This journey through loss became an unexpected opportunity to grow closer to God, experiencing His unwavering love and grace in the midst of sorrow. 2023 was a true test of faith and trust. In reflection, I learned and admittedly relearned several things. Number one would be difficult and uncomfortable situations are not off limits as a Christian. God will not prevent them, but He will use them. This sentiment was summed up well in Paul David Tripp's journey to the cross, where he said, "The cross is a powerful interruption to our easy way out thinking. The horrible suffering and death of the perfect Messiah, Jesus, on a criminal's cross, outside of the city on a hill of death, tells us in no uncertain terms that when it comes to humanity's deepest and inescapable problem, there is no easy way out. Being a Christian is not easy. Sometimes we will mourn, things will not always go our way, but it is important to remember that that is okay." In the days leading up to Jesus' crucifixion, He tells His disciples that His soul is sorrowful, even to death, and He prays, asking God to let this cup pass from Him, but He also prays that God's will be done. The second thing I learned, or relearned rather, is celebration and mourning can and do coexist. For example, death for a Christian is joyful and sad all at the same time, something I had yet to face in my life. And it means that earthly struggles and pains are gone and that we are united wholly with Christ in heaven, but it also means that those of us on this side of death are experiencing pain of loss. The third thing is that there is not an expectation to be perfect, but to have a genuine relationship with Christ. Romans 8:26 assures us that we often stumble in our prayers, not knowing what or how to pray, yet the Holy Spirit will intercede for us with an understanding deeper than words. This is the essence of grace, God's boundless love meeting needs we may not even recognize within ourselves. Matthew 26:41 reveals a heavy truth. Jesus, speaking to His disciples, disappointed, urges them to watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is a sobering reminder of our human frailty. Yet as we journey with the Spirit, we are walking alongside Christ Himself. In our sincere efforts, God sees not only our weakness, but our desire to be close to Him. Our relationship with Him is not about flawlessness, but about a genuine connection, one where His Spirit strengthens us, guiding us through our weakness, and drawing us nearer to Him. And as I wrap up today's devotion, I urge you to reflect on the beautiful truth of God's grace. And as you consider your walk in the Spirit today, is there an aspect of your life where you can invite God to intercede more deeply? Where might you lean into His strength and guidance, allowing Him to draw closer to His heart despite your weakness?